I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is week 11. It is a short week 11 because the Eagles host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football in just a matter of 2 days and counting some hours as we record this very early on a Tuesday morning. Merrill, Nick Sirianni held his, day after video conference yesterday after beating the Cowboys. What stood out to you in terms of what Nick had to say about how they have been reviewing turnovers on tape before the games?
He said that they do that a lot. He said he did that when he was coaching in Indianapolis, and they look at a lot of tape and concentrate on avoiding turnovers and creating takeaways. And you can see the results, because this team now has won from -6. In other words, they've given it up earlier in the season 6 more times than they took it away. And after the bye, they have gone on a tear, and they are now +1. That is a very encouraging sign. That's a big factor in winning 5 in a row.
And speaking of winning 5 in a row, it is the third year in a row that they have won at least 5 in a row. Does that mean anything to Nick Sirianni?
Well, I'm sure it makes him feel good that they keep on winning, but he said they only concentrate on winning the next game. They don't look back, except, of course, to correct mistakes, but they don't think about that. Like most coaches, the thought is, let's go 1-0 each week.
Some positive news potentially going into Thursday night. The 21-day practice window for Jordan Mailata, the Eagles' left tackle, has opened up. He's missed the past 4 games on injured reserve because of a hamstring injury. Merrill, what do we know about Jordan's status going forward?
As far as Thursday night is concerned, that's still up in the air. He'll see what the next few days go, and even though they'll do a lot of walkthroughs and not heavy practices, they will go through certain drills, and they will be able to evaluate whether or not he'll be ready.
Well, getting Mailata back would certainly help, but Merrill, I have to admit, Fred Johnson has held his own in place of Mailata.
He has. He's done a very, very good job. But don't forget, Jordan Mailata is one of the best left tackles in the National Football League, Pro Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. I believe, Merrill, Cliff Kingsbury was reportedly a candidate for the Eagles' offensive coordinator job before Kellen Moore got that position. What did Nick Sirianni have to say about his interactions with Cliff Kingsbury?
He said they were great. He has a lot of respect for Cliff Kingsbury, but ultimately he chose Kellen Moore, who was also a very, very accomplished coach. So it came down to the decision at the end, and he went with Kellen Moore, but he said he still has the highest respect for Cliff Kingsbury. He said you were talking about two wonderful coaches.
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at the Commanders, they're doing well. They're 7-3. I mean, they could easily be 8-2 if that game against the Steelers goes the other way.
Well, you could say the Eagles could be 8-1 if the game against Atlanta went the other way.
Very true. Very true. But you have seen the Commanders. You've obviously watched them on television, Merrill. What stands out to you about Jaden Daniels in Washington 10 games into their season?
Well, he's not coming off of his best game. He did struggle at times against Pittsburgh, and ultimately Pittsburgh won by a point. But I will tell you, he's a very, very impressive quarterback. He can do it all. He can run. He can throw. He looks very, very savvy for a rookie.
And we'll close with this. Monday Night Football was a 23-15 Dolphins win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Merrill, the Cowboys are going in the wrong direction, as we know from the other day. But it seems like, Merrill, the Rams are going in the wrong direction, too.
Yeah, they're now 4-5, so there's not a lot to choose from this year in the NFC. One of the best teams, and they just keep winning and finding ways to win, is Detroit. They are a force, but the Rams are also a team that had high hopes, and there's still a lot of games left, but they are still not playing good football.
Lions are 8-1, Eagles are 7-2, Falcons are 6-4, Cardinals, your friend Jonathan Gannon, Merrill, 6-4, Vikings 7-2, Commanders 7-3, Packers 6-3, 49ers 5-4. Those are the winning teams right now in the NFC, Merrill. And, does any of this surprise you about the way that the NFC standings have shaped up so far?
Well, I'm not surprised about the Lions, because they were one of the picks going into the season. I'm thrilled with the way the Eagles have turned things around. They're playing good football. This will be the big test on Thursday night. And Minnesota started out undefeated for a while, but they've had a couple of shaky performances. We are still in a we'll see position.
Definitely. Merrill, always appreciate your time. Today, the coordinators speak, so we'll get your thoughts on what they have to say tomorrow morning. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.